us. We've got men on the way to four or five capitals, like we're going to get them on the way, like Moscoso and Venezuela, and Ralph Dungan to touch Chile, and then run up to Costa Rica, run down to Costa Rica. Then we've got the Mexican ambassador going to Colombia, and Tom's going to talk to Mexico and one or two of the places himself. It seems that the biggest move now we can make is to really try to get Wesson to come through quickly and say that he'll withhold his forces temporarily and agree to a ceasefire.
I fully agree with you, and that was the instruction that I gave to Tom, and he was to send out to Bennett to get in touch with Wesson immediately to do exactly that.
All right, well, not anything we can do to persuade him, is it, through the military?
Well, we can certainly have a contact made with him. I don't think it'll be any more persuasive than the other, but we might as well hit him from both directions.
I'm afraid if we don't, you won't hit him from either. Slow getting through, and
we'll do it.
My point was to say, let Wesson indicate he's got more power than he has.
Right.
But get him told to say, we agree to a ceasefire for a limited amount of time while if the OAS will act and prevent bloodshed, but I'm not going to sit here and let the streets run red with human blood while they sit on their ditty box.
Right.
You get that through,
yes,
then?
Yes, we will. Thank you.